Well, greetings, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If there's something you'd like to talk about, let us hear about it. Give us a call right now at 844-322-2742 in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're talking about freedom this month, and boy, is that an exciting topic.
Indeed.
And there's much written about that in the Word of God. It's, the outcome of this new life that we have in Christ. It's a free life. It's not a life that's enslaved to sin. It's not a life that's controlled by the ways of this world or dictated by the desires of the flesh. It is totally a free life to be lived in dependence upon the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And when the Lord sets us free, we're free indeed. Now, Paul talks about that in Romans chapter 6, and he asks this question in verse 3 of chapter 6, do you not know? So he's assuming that the people, the believers in Rome, knew what he was about to tell them. And in asking it this way or stating it this way, he's making an assumption about us as well. Don't we know what's actually happened to us? And here he spells that out. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? So when we come to Christ, when we believe the gospel message, we are baptized or placed into the Lord Jesus Christ. We were in Adam, but now we are in Christ. That's spiritual baptism. That's the baptism that saves, isn't it, Richard?
Oh, yes. What else is there to save you? I mean, anything else, anything that I do, anything that someone does to me is just human to human. This is God to human. This is God taking the initiative to save me.
Yes.
This is salvation.
This is salvation. So he takes us out of Adam, and he places us into Christ Jesus. And in Christ, we're therefore baptized into his death. So his death now applies to me. Mm-hmm. Now, that's the good news story. It starts with death. Christ died in for our sins in accordance with Scripture. He was buried, and then on the third day, he was raised back to life in accordance to Scripture. So the good news story starts with the death of Jesus. The good news story for you and for me starts with our death in Christ,
yes.
Us being baptized, placed into Christ's death. We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in the newness of life. So we died in Christ in order to be raised with him so that we could walk in the newness of life. Well, what is this newness of life? It's a life that's free. As we just said, it's not a life that is enslaved by sin. It's not a life controlled by the ways of this world. It's not a life that's dictated by the desires of the flesh. It is a life lived in dependence upon Jesus. For if we've been united with him in death like his, we will certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self, now listen to this, was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. So this old man, this person without the Spirit of God living in him, and that's who we all were before we knew Christ. We were dead spiritually, and we were devoid of the Spirit of God. And that old man died. It was crucified. And what has been raised to walk in the newness of life is a new creature in Christ, a new creation altogether. We are fully alive in Jesus, and Jesus is fully alive in us. We can never be that old man again. Now, that old man was enslaved to sin. Now, the reason Jesus did it this way, baptized us into his death, his burial, and his resurrection, and made us into new creations, is so that we could live free from the penalty of sin and from the power of sin. And one day when we receive resurrected bodies, we're going to be free from the presence of sin. But now the fact that we're living in this world, Sin is still around us, and sin is still in the members of these bodies. So sin is constantly knocking at our door, but we don't have to give in to it.
Right.
Why? There is no obligation. Why? We have died in Christ, and we have been raised to walk in the newness of life. That's why resurrection is really the linchpin of this whole story. If Christ had not been raised, then we would not have been raised spiritually. There would be no new life for us to walk in. We would still be dead in our trespasses and sins. So this whole story, being baptized, placed in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, enables us to live freely as children of God. And I just wish more people would have the courage and the guts to walk freely as a believer in Christ. We see so many people resigning themselves to a subpar Christian experience.
Yeah.
Why? There's this conflict. There's temptations knocking at the door. There's desires of the flesh that are rearing their ugly heads. And we just think if we're going to be free, then those things have to be absent. Those things have to be eradicated. But that's not the case. If we're going to live as free children of God, we're going to have to do so in the midst of all of that junk trying to pull at us in every single direction.
Yeah.
So let's have the courage to say with the Apostle Paul that we are dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. That's freedom.
That's good news.
Yes.
And that's Basic Gospel, everybody. Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis. Thank you for joining us. And to underline what Bob is saying, God's plan from the beginning was Jesus. When the law was introduced, it didn't change the plan. It simply pointed the way by showing us our need for Jesus. And helping other people understand this critical difference between law and grace is the most liberating work God does in the lives of people through Basic Gospel. That's what our new CD series, Law and Grace, is all about. And we want you to have these messages as you make your July gift to support Basic Gospel. Please help us continue to proclaim this message of freedom in Christ Jesus. Your gift today will help struggling, frustrated believers to get free and equip them to walk in dependence on Jesus. Your gifts do make a big difference. You can donate at basicgospel.net. You can donate by phone at 844-322-2742. You can use the Basic Gospel app. And in Canada, basicgospel.net/Canada or through PayPal. And thank you for your love of the message that you hear every day on Basic Gospel.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go to Louisville, Kentucky, and talk with our friend Mary Jo. Hi, Mary Jo.
Hello. My question is, I can't remember where it is in the 1st or 2nd Corinthians where it talks about the death, burial, and resurrection. And I guess you sort of explained why it's so important, but I did ask that. Why is it so important?
Well, Mary Jo, it is 1 Corinthians 15 where we see Paul spelling out the gospel story. And he says, "Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved if you hold fast to the word that I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received." So Paul didn't make this up. This was a message. This was news that was passed on to him. He received it. And so he's simply passing it on to us. He was passing it on to the Corinthians. And now through this letter, he passes it on to us. And here's what he received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. That's the gospel story. And when we receive that gospel story, when we receive Jesus, when we receive the news of what he has done for us in his death, burial, and resurrection, then salvation is ours. So it's an actual event that took place. So most of the New Testament is simply broadcasting the fact that these events took place, that Christ was hung on a Roman cross, that he bled and he died, that his body was taken off of that Roman cross and it was placed in a borrowed tomb, And then on the third day, that body came back to life, and Jesus walked out of that tomb. And so that changes everything for humanity. Death was the final enemy. Jesus defeated it. And so there's hope for you and me. And when we receive Christ, we walk confidently every single day in that hope. It is the anchor for us. It's the very thing that enables us to believe, to walk in dependence upon the Lord Jesus, and to manifest that faith in the Lord Jesus in love one toward another.
Yeah, but we still sin, though, but Christ has eradicated that through the cross, right?
Well, Mary, yes, he took away our sins. So the punishment has been dealt. Jesus took the punishment of our sins, and he has broken sin's control over our lives. So we have no obligation to the flesh. We have no obligation to the ways of this world. We have no obligation to anything other than to Jesus. So as we walk in dependence upon Jesus, what we're going to find is that we will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Now that's great hope, isn't it? So,
oh yeah.
So we're out there with swords trying to fight sin on our own. We're like Don Quixote and chasing after windmills, when God is saying, simply trust the Son. Simply trust Jesus. Walk by faith in the resurrected Christ to live his life in and through you. That's what we're called to do. And when that happens, when a believer just embraces the simplicity of it, keeps their eyes on Jesus, walks in dependence upon him, they're going to bear the fruit of his life. They're going to see the fruit of his life in their very day-to-day experience.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Mary Jo. Always good to hear from you.
Yeah. Open lines 844-322-2742 in the U.S. and Canada. Open lines at 844-322-2742. And heads up, Detroit and Atlanta. In these two great cities, Basic Gospel is the ministry of the month. Listen to your local station, AM 1500 WMUZ in Detroit and AM 590 WDWD in Atlanta, for details on something very, very special for you, as we are the ministry of the month. And that's fun stuff.
Yes, it is. It is very fun stuff. And I'll actually be in Atlanta on Wednesday to be on one of the local programs there. Cannot wait to be in the studios with the team there at WDWD in Atlanta, Georgia, and the opportunity to be a part of that radio broadcast.
Yeah, so it's going to be a great time. Absolutely. Well, we had this call that came in off hours. Let's listen.
Hi, guys. My name's Derek. I've been a believer for a few years now, but I have an addiction to drugs, and I don't know what the solution is. I'm staying away from 12-step groups, and I believe that's what the enemy would just love to have me doing, is preaching the 12 steps. But anyway, if you've got a solution to my problems, or I don't know what I should do, I'm not in fellowship right now. My addiction has kept me out of fellowship. So anyway, I'd appreciate you guys would answer. Thank you.
I can't imagine what it would be like to be in an addiction situation. It must be absolutely horrible not to be able to get through.
Well, I think you're exactly right. And, it becomes a trap. And it's a trap in that you're emotionally in bondage. Your body starts to respond in a certain way. So your body gets in bondage as well to the addiction. And to try to fight your way out of that is very, very difficult. Yeah. But where you start is in a relationship with Christ Jesus. If you've never come to life in Christ Jesus, it is time for you to receive Jesus Christ himself and to recognize that he's taken away your sins, that he bled and died for you so that you could have new life in him. And once you receive him, you've been given new life, you've been given his life, and you're no longer enslaved to sin. That's what we just read in this passage in the book of Romans. So you begin to learn your identity as a child of God. You begin to learn the fact that you're in union with Christ. You begin to learn that his life is to be lived out through you. You begin to learn what it means to walk by faith in him. And as you do, those desires of the flesh, those the bodily component of that, the emotional component of that, begins to diminish over time. And it's not an overnight thing. And I think that's where so many people get discouraged, because they want to pray a prayer and to have all the desires go away, the desires for alcohol to go away, or the desires for drugs to go away. But once your flesh has been gratified in a certain way, your flesh is always going to cry out to be gratified in that same way, and it's going to cry out for more gratification. That's why drugs are cumulative. That's
that word.
That's exactly what I was saying.
They build up.
Yes. That's what happens. Your flesh wants more. Your body wants more. It's not satisfied with marijuana. It wants to go to the next, and it's not satisfied with that, and it wants to go to the next. So you have to start with learning your identity in Christ. If you've never come to Christ, that's where you start. Yeah. It's time to receive the Lord, to thank him for the forgiveness that he's provided at the cross, to receive that and to receive his very life, and then to start trusting him to teach you about your new identity. Now, the other thing that is vitally important in this is that you cannot do this by yourself on a human standpoint. That's one of the benefits of the 12-step program. You're there with other people. But I would encourage you to get involved in a church, get involved in a community of believers that can encourage you to grow in your identity in Christ, encourage you to grow in grace and your knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's interesting. Studies were done post-Vietnam. And there was a grave concern about the veterans that were going to return from Vietnam. Many were drug addicts over there. That's the only way they could survive the circumstances and the horrific things that they had to go through. And so there was this grave concern that they were going to come back to America, and that drug addiction was going to be so devastated to them that they wouldn't be able to find their way back into society. Well, for a vast majority of them, once they got back and got kind of reconnected to people, to family, to communities, the drug problem went away. Why? Because there was something powerful about being connected to people and to have the encouragement from people. And so, Derek, I would strongly encourage you to get involved with a community of people. Find a church, find a small group within that church, and do life with that group. And you will see the power of the body of Christ, the discipling power of the body of Christ in your life, if you'll just be connected with people. And I can't encourage you enough in that, because, you know, there's an enemy out there, and that enemy is going to constantly accuse you. Let the strength of numbers, shield you from that and equip you to really begin to walk by faith in Jesus Christ.
Derek, hope you're listening, and hope that's a help to you. And if we can be a further help, don't hesitate to jump on the phone and give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Friends, if you've ever wondered about your Christian life, why things don't go the way way you want them to, and perhaps even why it's not working for you, well, you're not alone. If those are questions that run through your mind, you can find answers in Bob Christopher's Harvest House book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. It's only $10, and that includes shipping, and you'll find it at basicgospel.net. There's a prominent link right on the homepage there, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. Order yours today and find out how the Christian life is really supposed to work. Simple Gospel, Simply Grace.
Well, guys, you know, the Basic Gospel app is a great way for listeners to stay connected with Basic Gospel, and Corey used it to send us this question. It says, in the book of Hebrews, the writer expresses that Jesus always lives to make intercession for us. And also in Romans, Paul says that Jesus makes intercession for us. What does that actually mean? That's from Corey, who wrote to us through the app.
Well, it's an excellent question. You know, he's a priest forever. And in comparison to the Levitical priests, they died. I mean, they served a term, and then, you know, they were relieved of their duties. Somebody else stepped in, but they couldn't continue in office because they eventually died. But Jesus Christ lives forever. He has an indestructible life. So he is always there to intercede on our behalf. Now, oftentimes we think of that as Jesus interceding to God, you know, going to God and
please
saying,
don't hurt them.
Please don't hurt them. Yeah, it's as if Jesus and God are on two different pages concerning what needs to be done for us. And finally, Jesus is able to convince his Father to change his mind. Well, that's not the case at all.
No.
I mean, God the Father so loved the world that he sent Jesus into the world to save the world. That's you and me. So the very cross of Jesus Christ is a demonstration of God's love. And so we have to rest in that. We have to recognize that. We were the ones that were at odds with God. We were hostile in mind. We had declared ourselves to be enemies of God. But that wasn't the case on God's part. And he fully demonstrated that by sending Jesus into the world. And he was satisfied with the death of Christ on our behalf. So the blood of Jesus stands as an eternal truth that satisfaction has taken place. And we should rest in that. We should be grateful for that. But then we see something else about Jesus throughout the book of Hebrews, that he is an empathetic priest, that he knows what we're going through. So in our time of need, we can go boldly into the throne of grace and receive grace and mercy to help us during that period. We know that we have someone in Jesus who knows exactly how we feel. He's been through every temptation that will ever go through, and he's the only one that's been able to fight off every single temptation the world throws at him. So he knows the full extent of what our enemy is capable of. And so he's going to always intercede on our behalf and come to our rescue, come to us and let us know that he can be trusted. So that part of his priesthood is fully in effect. And we get to thank him, and he lives in us.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good news.
Yeah.
This high priest, our high priest, lives in us. We don't have to find a temple. We don't have to find a place where he's going to be. Wherever we are, he's there with us. And so he's always interceding on our behalf. We see that in Romans chapter 8, don't we? That the Holy Spirit, when we don't know how to pray, that he intercedes on our behalf and prays for us.
Yes.
And that's the intercessory work, ministry of Jesus Christ. He is our high priest. He is sympathetic. He knows what we're going through, and therefore we can trust him through thick and thin.
Without question. This Christian life can be a tough thing if we're trying to do it in our own flesh.
Yes, it sure can.
It surely can. And that's where Simple Gospel, Simply Grace comes in, friends. We'd love for you to get a copy. Only $10, including shipping. You can find it at basicgospel.net, and we'll get it right out to you, and I know it'll be a blessing to you. Friends, remember also that Basic Gospel is listener-supported. We need your help to keep the good news coming, so please join us. You can donate online at basicgospel.net or by phone at 844-322-2742. You can donate through the Basic Gospel app or through PayPal. And in Canada, make your gift at basicgospel.net/Canada. Your gifts are vital as we take this message forward. And when you give this month, you're going to receive our new 5-message CD, Law and Grace. I know that's going to be a blessing to you as well. We hope you'll take advantage of that. But get the, go ahead and get your contribution in so we can carry this message forward, and we'll send you a copy of Law and Grace. Remember, too, that if you have a question, call anytime, 844-322-2742. We love from hearing from you, our listeners. Again, that number, 844-322-2742. Well, now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be here again tomorrow at the same time, same station, for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.